The High School Playoff Game of the Week is brought to you by Knoxville Orthopedic Clinic. For over 60 years, KOC has emphasized a unique practice of specialty orthopedics. Break out Knoxville. Are you ready to escape ordinary? Roger L. Newman Heating and Air. Call us first, we'll be there. Priority Financial Services, helping you find your financial solutions. Fleet Tire. You flat them, we fix them. Games and Things, cause life should be fun. Wedby Insurance, your family-owned auto owner's insurance agent. OEB Law, turn your wreck into a check. Brian King Roofing, we've got you covered. Now to the stadium, here's Vince Ferrara.
Our KOC Game of the Week, first round of the state playoffs in Class 6A. It's Bradley Central at Farragut. Vince Ferrara, Don Mahoney. Kickoff by Bradley Central to Farragut. Farragut won the coin toss and elected to receive. Kickoff went out of bounds. Farragut starts at their own 25-yard line. A short gain here on first down. Actually, no gain on first down. A little short outlet throw to Isaiah Arrington, who is back from injury for Farragut. An inside run for Farragut, a good one out to the 33-yard line. It's Farragut and Bradley Central, second all-time meeting in the state playoffs between these two teams. The first time was back in 1995. Set the offense for you for the Admirals. The quarterback is Gavin Wilkinson, the senior. The running back is Eli Purcell. Tied in Alec Keithley, and a three-receiver look. Isaiah Arrington, Mason Collins, and Judah White. We'll get to the offensive line in a moment. It's third and one for the Admirals. Moving left to right. Football's at their own 33-yard line. Bradley Central showing blitz and loading the box. It's a handoff inside, trying to fight for more yardage. Not much happening. That is Gabe Hensley, who's a little bit more of their short yardage change of pace back. He is able to pick up the first down out to the 35-yard line. So a gain of two for Hensley. On third and one, Hensley will remain in there as the lone back. The offensive line for Farragut moving left to right. Okoye Johnson's the left tackle. Adam Cabrera is the left guard. The center is Colin Ross. Right guard is Eli Harville. And the right tackle is Carter Schumann. Another inside run, but this one not going for much. Pushed back after maybe forward progress for 2 yards for Farragut. For Bradley Central, defense looks like this. It's a 3-4 defense. The ends, Tucker Carpenter and C.J. Hardy. The defensive tackle is Brandon Cruz. The outside linebacker in the bandit spot is Braden Clark. The other outside backer in the rover is Tucker Thompson. The Mike linebacker is Cam Arrowwood. The Will linebacker is Camden Creighton. Back to passes, Wilkinson. Deep shot, single coverage behind the defense. It's caught at the 40. This is going to be a house call. Nobody is going to catch him. Tremendous throw over the backer. It's Isaiah Arrington back from injury for the first time since the Maryville game. And Farragut goes deep for 62 yards. Wilkinson to Arrington and the Admirals here in the first round of the 6A playoffs on the board first. It's 6-0, Coach.
Wow. Great protection, and the ball was placed perfectly right in stride. And just as you said, it was house call from there. A couple good runs and a bunch of different formations for Farragut to start this opening menu.
And Coach Eddie Courtney, the legendary coach, winning the coin toss, electing to receive it. It works out. PAT is up and good by Simeon Sharp. Farragut 7, Bradley Central 0. This is the KOC Game of the Week.
Now, back to the KOC Playoff High School Game of the Week on The Sports Animal.
Short kickoff, a little bit of a squib kick by Cannon Hall, the junior, for Bradley Central. And the return out to about the 42-yard line. Not a lot of depth in that kickoff. And we apologize ahead of time. We will do our best with the numbers. Bradley Central sporting the white jerseys with the white numbers, which are just so crystal clear from our vantage point up here at Farragut High School. There's a little bit of a smidgen of black trim around those numbers, but we'll do our best. Let's get to the starting lineup for Bradley Central. First and 10 at their own. Actually, check that 37-yard line. I said 43, 37. Spread offense, two-back look. Inside handoff, room 40, 45, 50.
Curry.
Nice cut in the open field. And this is Trey Curry, the four-star receiver who goes in the backfield. And on one play, Curry takes it 63 yards for a touchdown.
Wow.
Curry, who has SEC offers galore is uncommitted on one play. Answers right back for the Bears of Bradley Central, and it's 7-6 Farragut.
I got to say, Vince, great job up front. I don't think he was touched.
No.
Level one, level two, and he was gone.
And how about that open field cut?
Absolutely.
At the 50. Man, 6'4", 6'5", depending on the scale. The snap, the hold, the execution, and everything is good on the PAT for Bradley Central as Isaac Vaughn puts it through. 9:21 left to go in the first quarter. 7-7 Bradley Central and Farragut. This is the KOC Game of the Week.
Now, back to the KOC Playoff High School Game of the Week on the Sports Animal.
Kickoff out of bounds, and that will give Farragut football at the 35-yard line. The Admirals will take that. Neither one of these two teams gets a ton of opportunities in the return game. What a start here in the first round of the 6A state playoffs. Great to have you with us. Vince Farrar, Don Mahoney here at Farragut High School. Cold night in Knoxville. And Farragut, in just a couple of plays, able to get a long touchdown from 62 yards out. Wilkinson to Arrington. And then Bradley Central answers back on their first play on offense, a 63-yard TD run by Trey Quinn. So Farragut back on offense. We went through the offense for you. We'll get to the rest of the Bradley Central defense in just a moment. 7-7 ball game here. A man coming in motion. It's an inside handoff. This is Hensley patiently looking for running room and then finds a slot to lower his shoulders and get out to about the 38-yard line. So 3 yards on first down for Hensley. The defense mentioned in the base 3-4 got to the defensive line and the linebackers. The corners for Bradley Central, Davion Dunn, who will often be on the best receiver for Farragut for the opponents, and that will likely be Isaiah Arrington. And then Trent Roberts is the other corner. Back to pass is Wilkinson, looking deep, pass time, has a man caught inside of Bradley Central territory. That's good for another Farragut first down. And that is Keithley, Alec Keithley, the talented tight end, a favorite of Coach Mahoney, and first down for Farragut.
Couldn't wait to get to this one. You know, they're doing so much with him, on the ball, off the ball, motion, blocking. And, boy, Gavin Wilkinson was really patient on that throw. Well-placed ball again.
And had time.
Yes.
For sure. The free safety for Bradley Central is Aiden McCleary. The strong safety is Tucker Still. It is inside handoff, and it's a nice run out beyond the 40-yard line. That's about 8 or 9 pop through for Farragut. That's Gabe Hensley once again, who's been the lead back, taking it early on. Still the strong safety, leading tackler for Bradley Central, but, Coach, he plays in the box an awful lot, so he's probably going to rack up a lot of tackles for Bradley Central tonight.
Absolutely. Both teams, they got a lot of work to do to slow these offenses down.
Here's the snap, inside handoff. This is Hensley again. Trent, let me bust it
through. Purcell.
He's going to the house. It is Purcell. It's Eli Purcell, a 47-yard touchdown run.
And just like that.
The offense, this is what we're going to have tonight. Pretty confident about it. Another big play, and Farragut back on top, 13-7.
Wow, great job up front again by Farragut. Just like Bradley on the opening drive, and he was really untouched on the inside zone play.
Goodness. Snap, hold, PAT is up, and it is true. 8:11 left to go in the first quarter. We've had 3 long touchdowns already. More to come. Stick with us. Farragut 14, Bradley Central 7. This is the KOC Game of the Week.
Now, back to the KOC Playoff High School Game of the Week on the Sports Animal.
It's Trey.
Kickoff return by Bradley Central. It's Trey Curry, who stumbles in the open field after switching fields, getting to near the 40-yard line. So they had two back, Javon Burke, and they put Trey Curry, who's that 4-star receiver with SEC offers. He's not often on the return team, but found an opportunity to get the football in his hands with a short kickoff, and he brought it out about 20 yards to near the 40-yard line to, let's see, the 37-yard line. So that's where they started last time.
Maybe this series you'll get the lineups.
We'll try.
Just hold on.
I think I mentioned two players, and that's the quarterback, Javon Burke, and then, of course, Trey Curry in a two-back set. He is one of the two backs along with Ricky McCleary. It is McCleary this time. Actually, no, it's a toss sweep option to Trey Curry, and Farragut reads it and has it defended. Great job by Farragut defensively.
Alec Keithley, both, you know, two-way player, tight end, defensive end, linebacker position, and just plays, does not come off the field. And then the same can be said for the linebacker position between Purcell and Gabe Hensley, both offensive running back and linebackers for him.
So a four-receiver look, sometimes a two-back look, which is what they've shown, Bradley Central, Cannon Hall, Ashton Boyd, Sailor Clark, and Trey Curry, who oftentimes is in the backfield. It's a keep by the quarterback, Javon Burke, and he has slammed down at the 35-yard line.
Keithley again.
Not much happening, Keithley. Wreaking havoc.
Wow.
Offensive line for Bradley Central. Left tackle is Jared Fox. The left guard is Bennett Burris. The center is Jacob Tipton. The right guard is Michael Holyfield. And the right tackle is Brody Morgan, a freshman in for senior C.J. Dills, who is out for this game after being ejected from the season finale, regular season finale, for Bradley Central. They start four seniors on the offensive line. Third and 12 from the 35-yard line of the Bears for Bradley Central, moving right to left. And here is Clark, and mesh point has a man, and it's incomplete. Had a man. Just a little bit out in front. Receiver could not hang on. And that was Sailor Clark, who's dealt with some injuries this year. He is in the lineup and could not reel in that throw. And Farragut's defense behind Alec Keithley able to get a stop after a one-play scoring drive for the Bears the first time.
Wow. Great defensive stand by Farragut, led by Alec Keithley, again from the defensive end outside linebacker position.
So Bradley Central will get off a short punt. This is not very good. Not what the Bears are looking for, but a little advantageous roll, and it continues to roll. And that's Braden Clark with that punt. And it goes for 22 net yards. So Farragut, first and 10 from their own 43-yard line. Third time with the football. First two have resulted in touchdowns. 62-yard TD pass from Wilkinson to Arrington. A 39-yard touchdown run by Eli Purcell. Scoring drives have been quick. 2:21 for Farragut, 18 seconds for Bradley Central, 1:10 for Farragut. And coming in motion is Keithley, the versatile tight end. Here's a play action. Wilkinson has time again. He goes deep. Has a man. It is incomplete. Oh, man, he almost was able to connect with Mason Collins, just not able to reel it in. Collins, one of the starting wide receivers, and it's 2nd and 10.
Again, good protection by Farragut up front. Plenty of time, really good pocket poise by Gavin, just a little bit overthrown by it.
The size that Bradley Central has on the offensive line, they don't have it so much on the defensive line.
Yeah, they're undersized, and Farragut looked for them to take advantage of that.
2nd and 10, Wilkinson the quarterback. Hand off, this is Gabe Hensley of a left tackle. He bounces it at a midfield. 50, 45, 40, down the sideline at the 30, 25.
Wow.
Not going to catch him. 10, down the sideline. He dives for the pylon. Is he in?
He's called him out about the 3.
They are going to mark him inside the 5 at about the 3.
Wow, Vince, did he turn the jets on when he got, he got outside there and he just kept going. And I'll tell you, his speed.
That's a
solid running back.
59-yard run for Gabe Hensley.
Just a power play using Keithley as a lead blocker on the pole. Again, really liking Farragut's menu that they've opened up this game with. Lots of formations, movement, shifting.
Boy, the offense is turning. Oh, by the way, Farragut has about 10 players out due to injury. Overload left side. Hensley into the end zone for a touchdown. They went heavy and stacked the left side. Hensley followed his big lead blockers into the end zone for a TD. And the Admirals have extended the lead over Bradley Central to 20-7.
What a fast start. Unlike earlier this year when they played each other, it was 7-0 at the half. And they actually came back from 30-17 in that ball game to win.
So it goes as a 3-yard TD run by Gabe Hensley. PAT is up and good. The score fest continues at Farragut High School. 6:07 left to go in the first quarter. Farragut 21, Bradley Central 7. This is the KOC Game of the Week.
Now, back to the KOC Playoff High School Game of the Week on the Sports Animal.
Kickoff, another short one picked up by Cannon Hall on the return. Gets it just past the 30-yard line. And decent return for Bradley Central, but they're going to mark him at the 34-yard line as he stumbled ahead. And that's where Bradley Central will begin. Down 14 points to Farragut, 21-7. All right, got to get you the defense for Farragut against Bradley Central. It's a base 3-4 for the Admirals, much like Bradley Central, very aggressive getting in the line of scrimmage. The ends, Trey Nesbitt and Dawson Brown. The nose guard is Joe Main for Farragut in their home navy blue jerseys, white numbers, blue pants, white trim down the side. And this is Brown, a handoff. This is McCleary. McCleary looking for running room over right tackle. Nothing happening. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage, perhaps a gain of one for Bradley Central. The linebackers, the same linebacker is Eli Purcell, Mike linebacker Gabe Hensley, inside backer Andrew Dome back from injury, and the weak side linebacker is Alec Keithley. The corners, pretty good ones, Logan Footy and Bridges Coffey. Strong safety is Jackson Fontenot, and free safety is Camden Kuhn. 1 yard on first down for Bradley Central, trailing Farragut 21-7, 5:20 and counting left to go here in the first quarter of the first round of the state playoffs. Burke, play action, going to throw right side, and it is nearly intercepted. And falls incomplete.
Wow, that's twice now. There's really, the ball is well placed. Just, you know, the receiver's eyes coming off the ball, but what a strong arm that he has. And he's just, again, watching the ball in. To complete the catch, really.
Gavin Burke on the season coming into the game, 108 for 152 at 192 at 56%. 10 touchdowns, excuse me, with 8 interceptions. It's a big number, but he's rushed for an awful lot of yards, over 2,000 yards passing and 700 yards rushing. Empty backfield, 5 wides. Burke has pressure in his face, and he somehow escapes. Sprints out to his left, throws it out in the flat, caught, and then not able to spin out of the tackle. Farragut all over Bradley Central now, a great adjustment, and Curry could not get out of the tackle, and Farragut has another defensive stop.
Bridges Coffey, great tackle, great open field tackle, had a chance to gain some more yards, and Farragut the last two series handed to the defensive front, getting after it, and our second punt now with Bradley Central, and see if Farragut can add to the lead.
How did Burke get out of that tackle, that sack in the first place? Here's the snap. A little bit of pressure. Vaughn gets it off. It's bobbled, and then falling on it is Farragut. And that could have been dangerous. But it was Fontenot who was able to reel that in. But still, good field position for the Admirals. Already up 14, 21-7 here in the first round of the 6A state playoffs. Second playoff meeting between these two. And there's a lot of history between these two. Playing in the first game of the regular season, these two teams met in week one. A 37-30 come-from-behind win for Farragut over Bradley Central. Inside handoff, Hensley. He stumbles forward, gains a couple to about the 43-yard line. That's 3 yards on first down.
Just the inside zone again. They've had some success, Vince, thus far with their power play, pulling the guard one side or the other. Also, the lead hat being Keithley. Again, now going into bunch formation, mixing it up with their different formation and looks.
Yep, it's a stack on both sides. Now Keithley comes in motion to the near side. It's Hensley the lone back. A play action, going to throw to Keithley at the 40. 45, 50 blockers, and he is tracked down from behind. That's a great tackle by Camden Creighton, the Will linebacker, but not before a big play deep going down inside the 40-yard line of Bradley Central territory.
Really mixing in the just a run action off their inside zone. And getting Keithley in the flat. Again, he's being put in so many places in this formation. He's detached. He's attached to the formation, motioning, doing a lot of good things with him. In motion again right now.
First and 10 from the 35-yard line of Bradley Central. Wilkinson in control, play action. Purcell picks up a block. And Wilkinson
able to find a man inside the 30. Yes, that is the senior, Judah White, 24, down to the 27-yard line, just a couple of yards short of a first down. And Farragut with pace again with this tempo. Hensley this time the lone back. Actually, no, that is Purcell. Handoff. It's Purcell. He breaks one tackle, and he's got the first down, it looks like.
Sure.
He is past that 25-yard line. Another first down for Farragut.
Just a big, strong back. I mean, he's 6'2", 220 pounds.
Yep.
And just good downhill runner for the inside zone play. And then you mix in the play action with that. And Gavin Wilkinson's definitely in charge with this and doing a good job of leading the offense.
Bradley Central has tremendous speed on defense, but they do not have an answer for the Farragut offense right now. Pressure, sprint out Wilkinson, 30, 25 down the sideline, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. That's a 24-yard TD run by quarterback Gavin Wilkinson, the 6'4 senior, trotting into the end zone. And Farragut extends the lead in an explosive first quarter. It's 27-7, Farragut over Bradley Central.
Great poise by Gavin Wilkinson. They actually brought the pressure there. He knew his problem areas, got outside the pocket. You can't lose contain in that area of the field or in general. And saw it, took it, and what speed.
Snap, hold, PAT up, and it is good. We'll keep it here. 2:35 left in the first quarter. Farragut, 28. Bradley Central, 7, coach.
Great start. And, again, I can't say it enough. They're doing a really good job with their, formations, mixing in the run action, even the pocket throws. You mentioned it earlier, Vince, good protection by the offensive line and in complete control with everything they're doing and obviously led by Gavin Wilkinson.
This is a series that has been dominated by Farragut. Mentioned Farragut won in week one over Bradley Central, 37-30. Bradley Central, 7-point lead at the half. And they made Farragut able to make adjustments in the second half and then win that ball game. That loss right there was 14 of the last 15 for Bradley Central against Farragut,
yeah,
including 8 straight going back to 2004. Coach Floyd, Damon Floyd at Bradley Central, he's never beaten Farragut, right?
Right. Right, and then and player, coach, and in that first ball game is 4 turnovers, and right now 28-7. It's turnover. There hasn't been a turnover yet. Just good defense by Farragut.
Another short kickoff spin.
Still alive.
Breaking out to the far side, little juke move, stutter step, and then able to get to about the 37-yard line. I think that was Cannon Hall. Actually, no.
You mentioned it, Vince. Yeah. Tough to see these numbers for sure.
I think it was Cannon Hall, 5. Okay. So, decent field position for Bradley Central, but a long way to go, down 21 points. Here's the thing with Bradley Central. The 6th highest scoring team in the state of Tennessee in all classifications. The Bears have scored 430 points this year. 10 games, that's 43 points per game. They're going to need that probably tonight. Inside,
ball.
Handoff. Actually, no, ball is loose. It is recovered by Farragut. Fumble.
I mentioned it. I said the turnovers, and to this point, it's been good defense by Farragut and just the punts and the way Farragut's been able to capitalize. Just mishandling the ball right there, knocked out, and Farragut in great field position to keep building on this momentum. And it was 4 turnovers in the first ball game that allowed them to get back in it, being down like they were, 7-0 at half and then 30-17. Joe Main on the recovery of the fumble.
Nose guard.
Big stand by the defense.
Wow. And Bradley Central now.
Trick play right here. And that's perfect area.
All right. We'll see if coach is right. Our own Tony Romo. This is Gabe Hensley. Well, over left tackle. He breaks some tackles at the 30 and then able to fall forward. And
you know what happened right there? The offensive line coach overruled the fake play, the trick play. Usually a trick play. No, just run the inside zone. Gain of 4. Best trick play. That's why you always tell them. Best trick play is the inside zone or the counter. Probably the counter than the inside zone.
Oh, man.
But it is an area right there. Turnover, good field position for a possible trick play. Well, now they're empty. Empty formation.
First time we've seen this from Farragut. Wilkinson, the quarterback. Far hash, 2 receivers there at the top. Gets the snap, back to pass.
Great protection. Pressure,
nice pickup.
Got him.
Deep ball in the end zone. Overthrown. It had a man.
Keithley. Yes, sir. Yep. Great protection up front. Good the mechanics by Wilkinson, where the ball's at, the way he's moving his feet. And, of course, the linemen allow him to have the opportunity to do that. Great job. Just slightly overthrown.
Power run plays, passes to the tight end. Boy.
Hey, it's so steady. Yeah, I told you. Yeah.
It's third and six. 4 yards on first down and incomplete there. It is Eli Purcell. Has the big back patiently waiting for a running lane and then able to lower his shoulder and gain a couple, but still going to be short of the first down. It'll be fourth.
They're
and
staying.
About three, and the offense will stay out on the field. Purcell will be the back as Farragut with a 28-7 lead, a minute nine, and counting left to go in the first quarter, the first round of the 6A state playoffs. On a cold night in Knoxville, looking to keep this drive going and add to the big first quarter lead. And Farragut, they may roll this down, and let's see if they will snap the ball. Get a score update here in just a moment. It's a action, and it's a fumble picked up by Wilkinson, but that blows up the play because it's a turnover on downs instead. As the fumble had to be picked up, Camden Creighton came charging in there, and a mishandled handoff, just like it was actually looked like he was pulling it out, right?
Yeah. It looked like they were going to run again at some type of play action rollout, and, hey, that's a big stop and a big stand for Bradley Central.
No doubt.
You mentioned it, Vince. I mean, this offense, just 28-7 seems a lot right now, but there's explosive players out there at any given moment.
Yeah, you got to find the way to get the ball in the 12's hands once again. It's a two-back look, Curry and McCleary, the backs. It is Curry looking for running room, bounces it to the outside, stiff arms, stops, but then that's going to allow him to get tracked down from behind by nose guard Joe Main. While we have a moment, let's go back to the studio, get a scoreboard update. Here is Sam Foreman.
Thank you, Vincent. 5A, it is Gibbs trailing Tennessee High 3-0 in the first quarter. Halls with a 3-0 lead over Daniel Boone. And in 6A, it is Bearden leading McMinn County 7-6 in the second quarter. Back to you, Vince.
All right, thank you very much, Sam. Final seconds of the first quarter. Probably our last play here, barring a penalty. 12 seconds and counting. Bradley Central, 2nd and 9. This is Burke, handoff to McCleary. Has room at the 35, 40. First down, 45, near midfield. That's a big run for McCleary. Ricky McCleary, the senior, bust out a big run. Second best offensive play of the night for Bradley Central. But that's going to do it for the first quarter. We head to the second. Farragut with a big lead over Bradley Central, 28-7. This is the KOC Game of the Week.
Now, back to the KOC Playoff High School Game of the Week on The Sports Animal.
Back here at Farragut High School, Farragut 28, Bradley Central 7 as we start the second quarter. Bradley Central now moving left to right. Another two-back look. Play action, Burke throws high over the intended receiver on the far side. Incomplete. And that's going to make it 3rd and 10 now for Bradley Central.
They were running the RPO, and the hats in the box had to throw out there just too strong on it. It's got a great arm. And really that two throws earlier, as I mentioned, the receiver looked like his eyes may have come off it. But what a strong arm this young man has.
Burke, 1 of 4 passing for -1 yard. And Burke's going to keep it this time at the 50, 45. Nice gain on 2nd down. It'll make it 3rd and medium. For Bradley Central. Botno on the tackle, the strong safety for Farragut.
You know, a couple runs thus far, Vince, a little bit of side to side and east and west. If they stay downhill on a couple of the runs, like the early touchdown, obviously, which was a great job up front, but stick to north and south, quit getting east and west in their course they're taking, I think, giving that line a chance.
Trey Curry, the 6'4", four-star receiver with SEC offers, is split out to the near side, single coverage. See if they look to go his way. High snap. Burke has to pick it up, and the ball is still loose. Scramble for it, and I think
Farragut
yes,
got it.
Yes, Farragut's got it right
midfield.
Near midfield. Another turnover, the second of the first half for Bradley Central. Farragut, opportunistic now has the football once again, and a big recovery by Logan Foody, the corner, one of the corners, a junior for the Admirals, and they will start in Bradley Central territory.
Bradley Central coming up, needs to come up big again defensively like the last stand. No points off of that turnover. Can't allow them to build to this lead right now.
Burks just had some issues handling the ball tonight on this cold night. Back to passes. Wilkinson has time. Looking for a man. Near side is Keithley at the 25-20 and tracked down from behind. But that's another big play for the Admirals offense.
Again, great protection. Well-placed ball. He almost came out of that, too, and scored.
Tucker still on the tackle. He had single coverage on the big 6'3", 225-pound tight end for Farragut.
You know, the impressive thing about Gavin Wilkinson, he can really place the ball and also throw it with some, obviously, with some steam behind it as well. Now they're getting to the power formation.
So
it's Purcell.
Wildcat look, it is.
Purcell on the power.
And he's still churning inside the five. Actually, it's Keithley, eight, that was in the Wildcat. It was Keithley on that run one, pretty sure.
They're staying in it. You're exactly right.
Yep.
And it's Purcell up there at the point for the tight end.
And it's same back play. And he's going to lead for Keithley. He breaks a tackle at the three, fights forward, and he's going to be short of the goal line. And Alec Keithley really being featured on this drive.
Yeah, he is. It looked initially like eight, so they got Hensley, Purcell, and Keithley with splitting Wilkinson out.
10:22 left to go in the first half. It's 28-7, Farragut leading Bradley Central. Farragut trying to take advantage of a second turnover of the first half by Bradley Central's offense. And
same
it is
formation.
Keithley once again. He's into the end zone, powers in untouched until he crossed the goal line. That's a one-yard touchdown run by Alec Keithley. Farragut showing their versatility on offense.
Wow.
And lead over Bradley Central to 27. It's 34-7. Farragut with a PAT on the way.
Great drive.
Man, the long throw to Keithley in single coverage and then three straight power runs. Snap hold. PAT is up and good. We'll keep it here with 10:08 left to go in the first half. Farragut leads by 28 over Bradley Central, 35-7, Coach Mahone.
Well, and you know, the thing is, they're injured, or their depth, I should say, at the running back position. They've been hurt there. And I think Coach Courtney's doing a nice job of playing both Eli Purcell, Gabe Hensley in there, and then now you throw Keithley in there at the position, moving Wilkinson out in the Wildcat look. And now those guys turn around and they're right back out there on defense. So big drive, big score right there, converting off the turnover for Farragut.
In just a moment, we will get a score update back in the studio of other action going on in the first round of the state playoffs. Bradley Central in a massive hole. You got Trey Curry, the four-star, back deep along with Cannon Hall. And they're between the 10 and the 15-yard line awaiting this kickoff from Farragut. The Admirals lead 35-7 over Bradley Central. Simeon Sharp will kick off. He'll kick away from, Curry. Picked up at the 20, 25, 30, 35, and he gets out to the 40 before tracked down from behind. That's a pretty good return for Trey Curry and Bradley Central. Good field position for the Bears in a 28-point hole. Let's go back to the studio, get a scoreboard update. Here is Sam Foreman.
Thank you, Vince. Over on 99-1, it is David Crockett out to an early 7-0 lead late in the first quarter against Knoxville Central. Elsewhere throughout East Tennessee, it is Austin East up 6-0 in the second quarter over Johnson County, and Tennessee High now leads Gibbs 10-7 in the second quarter. Back to you, Vince.
Thank you very much, Sam. 35-7, Farragut leading Bradley Central. First and 10 from the 40-yard line of Bradley Central for the Bears. Burke, the quarterback in the gun. McCleary, the back throw, near side, caught, and then slung out of bounds. Just a short gain for Bradley Central, and that was Ashton Boyd, the senior receiver, a little bit more of the Sure hands possession receiver for Bradley Central.
Yeah. And Farragut doing a nice job defensively there in the four wide look Bradley Central is. And the look initially is the RPO's there to go ahead and throw it out there. And they're really just breaking out of the defensive look late to take that away. Good look by Farragut.
They'll stay in the single back look with McCleary, the lone back. Inside run, bust through midfield, still fighting, breaking tackles, and then slam down, but not before. A nice gain and a first down run. Actually, it's a keep by Burke, I believe. Yep, it was Burke.
They're running the counter with the guard and tackle pull with Javen Burke reading the end. And whether he's giving it or keeping it, it was a good give right there.
Yep, you're right. It's the Burke twin brothers in the backfield. Javen is the quarterback. Javon is the running back who just had that last run. Tucks it in his belly and then pulls it out. Pass is nearly intercepted. Is it caught? Yes.
Tipped twice, caught by Bradley Central.
Wow, and that was reeled in by Cannon Hall. Goodness.
Wow.
And that's going to move the chains for Bradley Central. Best drive they've had in a while since the touchdown on the opening possession.
You got to think he's just telling him to settle because, I mean, again, there's been a couple balls that have been pretty hot, you know, off Burke's hand and just giving him a chance, throw and catch.
So the two Burke backfield again, play action. Back to pass is Javen Burke going deep, looking for Curry, and it's incomplete, overthrown. Smart to look for that guy. He had single coverage, just Javen Burke put a little too much mustard on it.
And I know that Coach Floyd likes the 50-50 ball with him, and why not, as big as he is, throw it up and go make a play. Good drive, like you mentioned, with Bradley Central right here. Good field position, second down, and a lot of people to throw the ball to.
All kinds of speed and explosiveness on this Bradley Central offense. A sixth highest scoring team in the state of Tennessee in all classifications. Now Trey Curry is in the backfield to the right. Another high snap. And the Javen boy's got to keep it, and he's going to be thrown down in the backfield. That's a TFL, and a nice job by Trey Nesbitt, the junior defensive end, in there to bring Burke down.
Really stemming from the snap, obviously. I mean, he just couldn't, you know, the snap was high and hot, and just protect the football.
So you're removing the ball, and now you got a negative play after the incompletion on the deep side. Four down territory.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You're in the range. The score tells you that.
Yeah.
8 minutes and counting left to go in the first half. 35-7, Farragut leading Bradley Central. Bradley Central trying to get back on the board. Another two-back look with Curry to the left. Play action.
Pressure.
Burt escapes the rush to his left. Throws it down the field. Has a man, and it's incomplete. Oh, my goodness. He had a man.
Tough throw to be made, you know, leaving the pocket and the pressure, running to his left, throwing back across his body. But you're exactly right. Fourth down, you got to go for it here. This field position and the score.
That was Cannon Hall, the intended receiver. And it's fourth and 14 from the Farragut 41-yard line for the Bears of Bradley Central, bringing in a 7-3 record. Farragut at 5-5. And they're going to go four receiver, trips to the near open side of the field. Empty backfield.
Play clock. Just got it off.
Nope, he did not.
They called a timeout.
Oh, they got a timeout. Wow. Man, Damon Floyd saw that and able to get that timeout. They a little late in getting the personnel on the field to line up.
Really getting into an empty look and also having that other tight end hybrid type position player in a position to give Chip help on the edge.
Bradley Central 7-4 a year ago. They lost in the first round of the 6A playoffs as well to Science Hill 24-21. Damon Floyd is in his 14th season at the helm of Bradley Central, 88-66. I mentioned earlier, Farragut has won 14 of the last 15 meetings between the two. Oh, by the way, Bradley Central opens the 2020 season right here at Farragut High School next year. So they could, if they lose this game, they're going to have back-to-back games at Farragut.
And Coach Floyd, wants this game. He says this is the respect that he has for Coach Courtney and this program, and all that they do is a good challenge and a good game to be played right away for his team.
Quarterback Javon Burke for Bradley Central, 2 of 8 passing for 16 yards. He needs 14 at least to move the chains on this 4th and 14 from the 41-yard line of Farragut, down 28 points. Here's a snap, a good one. Has time, looking to his left. Has
he got
receiver.
It.
He reeled it in and passed the first down marker.
Curry.
That is Trey Curry. What a throw for Burke, and he finally had a little bit of time to execute.
Absolutely. Great time in the pocket and well-thrown ball. Right at the sticks, the down and distance. And
Burke had 16 yards passing before that throw. He had 16 and doubled it up on that throw alone. Now 3 of 9 passing. Curry with a reception, and there's a nice
Curry
run
again
up the middle. It's Curry. And they got to keep feeding Curry the football here.
Speed sweep right there. Yeah. And again, just the snap. The snap, it was a good job by Burke handling it because it was once again hot. And to be able to go ahead and flip that to Curry was well done by him.
Big 4th and 14. We'll put an asterisk next to that, picking up that first down there to Curry. And good job by that old line to give Burke time. They'll go back to a 4-receiver look, trips at the top, the open side of the field. Burke with a single back, McCleary. Actually, no, this is his brother.
Good job bouncing outside.
Javon Burke, he does bounce it to the near side and tripped up just past the 15-yard line.
Once again, the counter read, and the end stayed home. He gave it out. Nothing downhill, so he ends up bouncing outside for a good gain, moving the sticks. Great drive right here by Bradley Central.
First and 10 for the Bears. Football is at the 14-yard line. This is the 10th play of this drive, the longest of the night for Bradley Central. High snap, inside handoff. This is Javon Burke. He sprints up the middle, and he is inside the 10. Boy, he found that hole, that jump step quickly.
Sure did. Just good patience and vision right there.
Nesbitt on the tackle. The defensive end's been very active for Farragut here in this first half. 5:52 and counting. Left to go in our first half, 35-7. Farragut leading Bradley Central. Bears on the move, trying to cut into this big Admirals lead here at Farragut High School. They're going to stay with the same formation. Single back, the Burke backfield, quarterback and running back. High snap again. It's bobbled, picked up by Javon Burke. Juke trying to bounce to the outside. He eludes Keith Lee.
Wow.
And then sprints out and gets the first down. It looked like he stuck that football out and got to the 4 where he needed to get to for the first down after the ball bounced and came right back up to him.
That was about 2, almost like that sack earlier that he got out of, how he was able to gain what he did on that play. Wow. Great feet and speed.
Wow, they are not going to give him the first down. So it's 3rd and inches. They're going to go jumbo, a quarterback sneak, and Javon Burke has it. They're still pushing the pile forward. I think he's going to be short of the goal line, but that's a first down and more. And it'll bring up a 1st and goal for the Bears at 1-yard line of Farragut.
Looks like Bradley Central's going heavy. Heavy personnel.
Bradley Central has someone with a black helmet in the game. That's just a cover, one of those special teams covers. But I'm surprised the officials are leaving him that way. If they're going to run to that side, it's Trey Curry. He has stood up. He's still fighting for more yardage, and he is pushed back. They'll probably give him forward progress to maybe the 3 or so, but he was finally taken down at about the 5. That did not work out.
I think that helmet you're mentioning, Vince, is protective gear.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, for them to leave it. They may have worked it out beforehand. Yep. I like it. Good call by you, Coach.
Yeah, it's a loss of 1. Still staying in the heavy personnel.
Yep, and it's heavy to the right. Jumbo look, extra offensive line. It's going to be play action run. This is Burke. He ends up spinning and then did not find running room up the middle and is going to be stopped at the 2. And that'll bring up a 3rd and goal from the 2 with 4:14 and rolling left in the second quarter.
It looks, we got it.
Yeah, timeout.
Timeout, Bradley Central.
Yep. While we have a moment, we'll keep it here. While we have a moment, let's actually go back to the studio and get a scoreboard update. Here is Sam Foreman.
Thank you, Vince. It is Daniel Boone now leading Halls 14-3 in the second quarter. Saft Oil leading Cherokee 7-0 in the first quarter. And Powell all over Lenoir City 37-0 in the first quarter. Back to you, Vince.
Thank you very much, Sam. Sam Foreman will have the New Balance Knoxville halftime report with all the scores from around the area. And then Sam Foreman and Colin Castleberry will have all the finals from the first round of the 5A, first round of all of the state playoffs. 5A is loaded with Knoxville area teams, but those guys will have all the finals for you afterwards. A couple coach interviews as well. So we'll have coverage continuing until 11 o'clock tonight. Vince Farrar, Don Mahoney here with you at Farragut High School. Cold night, coldest night of the year. It was big boy football weather, right, Coach?
Big boy and playoff weather. All in one.
15th play of the drive. Third and goal from the 2 for Bradley Central. Down 28 with 4:11 left to go in the second quarter. Can the Bears finally punch this in and get their offense off the field? From the gun, this is Burt, and he goes to his left
Purcell.
And is tracked down from behind. Eli Purcell.
Loss yardage.
Back to the 5. They'll actually mark him at the 4, but that's going to make it fourth and goal from the 4 and play 16 of the drive coming up.
You got to think he's going to Curry here. You mentioned it earlier, Vince, and I got to think he's going to throw
a fade.
Here you go.
And there
you go, one-on-one.
Spread it out this time.
One-on-one right here. Jump ball.
Jump ball looking for Curry.
Great
ball
play.
Ball is knocked away. Incomplete.
Wow.
And the Admirals get a defensive stop. 16-play drive comes up empty for Bradley Central. They went jump ball. It was knocked away by the corner in one-on-one coverage. And Farragut holds Bradley Central to 7 with their 35 with 3:35 left in the first half.
Wow, trips into the boundary. Burke went under center. 50-50 ball, great play. It looked like Logan Foodie. Great play by him. The coverage, timing the ball.
Foodie a little bit taller corner at 6 feet.
Yeah.
Curry 6'4". And the ball knocked away in the end. Inside handoff. This is Hensley. Yep, and maybe
got a couple tough yards.
Yep, squeaks it out to about 7.
Yeah.
So actually, they're going to mark him at the 8. So give him 3 yards on first down. 16-play drive, no points. Boy, that has to be demoralizing for the Bears.
That was an outstanding drive by them. Now Purcell's back in the backfield. Oh, big hole.
Yep, inside over left guard. And Purcell gets it to pass right about the 10-yard line. So it'll bring up a third and short for the Admirals. They'll be plenty happy to run off the rest of this time in the second quarter.
Good job by Coach Courtney. Just being smart right here, staying downhill, relying on the guys up front, and a big, powerful back.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, they have a weapon on special teams. Their punter, Brady Hodges, outstanding punter if they do, in fact, have to punt.
Here's a snap to Wilkinson. He's going to throw. Pressure in his face. Looking incomplete. Goodness, that was into some traffic on a slant. And that's going to bring up a fourth down.
Is this their first? This is their first punt of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, watching him in warm-ups, and he's maybe staying warm in between the series, but impressive leg this young man has.
What do you think about them throwing the football there rather than running and keeping the clock running?
Yeah, it's Gavin Wilkinson. I trust his judgment, his arm, you know.
Snap, some late pressure, kick, and then they're going to let this roll. It's a short kick, so no opportunity for a return for Hall, and it will be downed inside of Farragut territory at the Admiral's 49-yard line. It's a great field position for Bradley Central, but my goodness, this team that averages 43 points per game has seven with 2:06 left to go in the first half.
And it's so impressive, Vince, to start the week out looking at the rushing yardage. You know, McCleary, 649 on the year, Burke at 645. Trey Curry at 599, the receiving yards, Hall 724, Curry 526, you know, Sailor Clark at 345. There's weapons.
Look at the yards per catch. They average 18 yards per catch, which is incredible. Throw far side, caught.
It's like Clark.
And yeah, that's Sailor Clark, who spins out of bounds.
And you mentioned it earlier, he's been battling some ankles. Which is just, it'll never get right until the season's done. You know, you're just, it's, feels better, gets slightly better, but never to the point, especially at the receiver position. Making cuts and all that coming out of your routes is tough to do.
They have three receivers that average over 20 yards per catch.
High snap again.
Over the hand of Burke. He's going to fall on it back at the 30, excuse me, the 45-yard line. The snap and handling issues have been a problem all first half for the Bears.
Yeah. I mean, there's a, now it gets back to, you know, think of the last drive. They had that 3rd and 15.
Yeah.
And that, when you mentioned about Burke, that was a 16-yard completion. You know, that play itself was as many yards as he had thrown up to that point. So, very doable for him here.
Yeah, Bradley Central not with a ton of urgency here. Play clock is down to 7 and counting. Game clock at 118 and counting. Man coming in motion. It's Curry. Play action to him. Pressure in his face. Deep throw. Incomplete. Boy, Burke was leveled. And it's 4th down. And that stops the clock. So now Bradley Central's going to have to punt to Farragut. And we'll see if how aggressive Farragut might end up being with a minute 11 left to go here in this first half.
And you mentioned it, Vince. That was Trey Nesbitt on the hit on Burke, and that was a shot that he took in the pocket.
Jackson Fontenot and Judah White, two returners for the Admirals. As Bradley Central's Isaac Vaughn stands at his 30, gets a snap, no real pressure. High and short, and will be fair caught at the 30-yard line.
Whoa.
No, did he not call for a fair catch? He stopped. Now he's running at the 40, 50, 40, still on his feet. And now he's at the 30.
I thought it. Wow.
That was one of those plays like they ran. Is there a flag down? Yeah. So maybe he did call it. But I thought it was one of those like the North Texas play against Arkansas
exactly.
Where he didn't move, selling the fair catch that maybe he never called. But did they blow the whistle because he didn't move? Is another possibility. Let's see. The officials. We only have. By the way, this game has been so action. Go ahead.
I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
We only have a 5-man officiating crew tonight.
Okay, there is a flag. I got you.
Okay. The referee is Randy Hodge. The umpire is Nick Hershey. Linesman Charlie Hutchins. Line judge Marvin Harris. Back judge Adam Knobloch. I don't know why there's a 5-man officiating crew. But, Coach, when they've come together and you look out there and we're counting them, there's only 5 of them out there.
There's 5. And
that's highly unusual.
Yes. But that's, it looked to me like he did give the fair catch signal. Did you not see it that way?
I was looking. I didn't see him put his hand up, but I responded to his action where he didn't move.
Yeah.
So, I guess an assumption, but I guess he did put his hand up.
We got Hensley in the backfield.
So that moves Farragut back. Wipe off the big return to the 30 of Bradley Central. That changes things because instead, football for Farragut is going to be at their own 25-yard line, 1st and 10. They got a minute 2 to work with here in a 28-point lead, 35-7. Don't forget the New Balance Knoxville halftime scoreboard show on the way with Sam Foreman. And just a little bit, Wilkinson. With Hensley, the back. Back to passes. Wilkinson takes a deep shot. Looking for White. It's going to be picked off at the 40-yard line. That's a big interception.
No, they called it incomplete.
Oh, wow.
Incomplete. He came down. He's still down.
Goodness. It was Davion Dye.
Wow, that had to be the ground as he came down with it to bring it out.
They were looking for Isaiah Arrington on a deep shot, but I guess he didn't hang on to it, and he is being helped off the field now. That's their best corner. And Dunn, he looks kind of wobbly. You hate to see that.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's going to be okay, but it's one of those things where you probably don't want to take any chances either. Bradley Central, white helmets, black stripe down the middle with the BC on either side. It's a sharp-looking helmet, and Dunn has to come off the field with 55 seconds left to go in the first half. Second and 10. Wilkinson will throw again. Back to pass. Plenty of time. Another deep shot. Has a man. It's Arrington. Caught at the 40. He's going to take this to the house. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. 75 yards. Wilkinson to Arrington for the second time. And Farragut extends the lead. It's 41-7 Admirals.
Wow. What a great ball. In stride, as well as the protection. And the protection's been solid most of the night.
You know where they went? They went where Dunn was.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's very smart by Farragut.
Yep.
Because Dunn has been matched up with Arrington tonight. He goes where the top receiver goes, and they took advantage of it.
And let's face it, coming off the bench tonight, cold night, tough to do. It's up and good.
PAT is good. We'll keep it here. 42-7. Farragut at home with 45 seconds left in the first half, leading Bradley Central. And coach, how about the aggressiveness of Farragut? How many teams have just run up the middle the last two times they had the ball? Absolutely. Just run out the clock.
And you got to. There's two sides of it. Number one is, again, Gavin Wilkinson leaning on his senior to make a decision, even with that potential interception, as well as the defense is playing, holding them right now to 7 points. There goes that side of it, too. So, credit Coach Courtney and his decision on exactly what he wanted to do and how aggressive he wanted to play.
75 yards, Wilkinson to Arrington. Second time those two have connected. Arrington has two catches tonight for 137 yards and those two touchdowns. That's pretty efficient.
Wow.
And now the deficit is 35 for the sixth highest scoring team in the state in Bradley Central. Got Curry and Hall back deep for the Bears. Kickoff will bounce and will be picked up by an up man. Is that loose?
It almost did.
Man, that was held on to, bobbled a little bit by an up man.
That would be Vince's favorite kick.
Yes, the old squib.
The dreaded squib.
Riley Harmon able to reel in football's worst play.
Well, really, that result, and even with the time on the clock and usually what happens at this point, but the other ones have been really more so of pooch kicks, and they've gotten good returns out of it and still in the hands of their deadly returners.
Right, but they've done a pretty good job. Now, you just have to get Curry the ball and hope he can house one here.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
42.8 seconds to go, first and 10 for the Bears from their own 30-yard line. And there's a throw far side. There's Curry, 30, 35, 40, and he is tripped up from behind and stumbles to the 43-yard line. So 13 on first down. Clock stops as they move the chains. 34.8 to go. Now it restarts. Bradley Central, they get to the line quickly, 29 and counting. Farragut, a little softer coverage on the perimeter. And there's a flag down, and that movement on that O-line.
Well, you said it, Vincent. You're exactly right. The more times they can get the ball in Curry's hands, the better off, even from the speed sweep, which they've done him in motion a few times, really more so of a decoy, or just, you know, the eye flashing and all that, but get him the ball.
Trey Curry, per rush entering the ball game, 10 yards per rush, 10 rushing touchdowns. That's Elijah Young numbers.
Yeah,
and
sure
then
is.
20 yards per catch. Back to pass is Burke. Deep shot, and that's incomplete. That was nearly intercepted. A blue jersey closer than a white jersey. Stops the clock with 5.8 to go in the first half, and Farragut leading Bradley Central 42-7. It was a flag down. We were, maybe until I mentioned there was a five-man crew. You knew it.
When you were saying that, I was like, oh, don't do it. Don't. Where are you going with this? And as soon as it happened, I said,
just give me the hush sign. I've heard worse. I'm Italian.
I saw it. I said, is there a flag down? Here we go. Now watch what happens. It's contagious. They're fired up. They didn't realize it. They forgot they had them in their pocket.
Yeah. They're like, hey, we need to get involved in this. Vince hasn't mentioned our name. All right, here's a snap. Back to pass is Berg. Has some time, late pressure. Sprints to his left. Throws it down the field. Just a jump ball. And it's incomplete. Not going to get to anybody. And that's the end of the first half. Absolute domination by the home team in Farragut. At the half, Farragut 42. Bradley Central 7. The Bears will receive to start the second half, but they're going to need an absolute complete flip of this game and figure some things out on offense for the sixth highest scoring team in the state. Farragut in control. Coming up, it's the New Balance Knoxville Halftime Scoreboard Show with Sam Forman. Get you up to date on all the action involving teams in Knoxville and East Tennessee. Then we'll come back after that and recap the first half, get you first half stats, and get you ready for our second half kickoff. It's the first round of the 6A state playoffs at Farragut High School. Farragut 42, Bradley Central 7. This is the KOC Game of the Week.
Now, back to the KOC Playoff High School Game of the Week on the Sports Animal.
And welcome in to the New Balance of Knoxville Halftime Show. I am your host, Sam Forman, taking over the reins from Eric Kane, who is out doing his thing on the sidelines with the Rivalry Thursday crew in the playoffs. So I'd slide into Eric Kane's chair. Sliding into my spot is the man who kept the Hardin Valley Hawks on the air all year long, Colin Casterberry. Colin, how's it going this morning or evening?
Morning. I'm feeling really good if it's morning.
Yes, unfortunately it is evening though, and of course want to remind you that the halftime report and the postgame show both brought to you by New Balance of Knoxville. Come to New Balance of Knoxville store today and meet our team fit specialists. They're trained to fit shoes to fit you with our foot scanner to measure your foot size and gait to a T. New Balance of Knoxville in the suburban shopping center. Let's start right off by talking a little bit about the game you are listening to here on AM 990 with Vince Ferrara and former UT assistant coach Don Mahoney. Farragut all over Bradley Central, 42-7 at the half. This one, Colin, we knew it could potentially get explosive between the Admirals and Bradley Central, but I don't think this lopsided was anticipated.
I'll say this. If you had told me this game was going to get lopsided and that it was going to be an offensive outburst from one team, I'd have been like, oh, wow, so Bradley Central really ran away with this
exactly.
one.
Exactly, yeah.
Because they're, like, what, sixth in every, like, region, division, like, sixth across state, all yeah. levels. They're sixth in the state in scoring. So I'd have been like, oh, okay. So the Bears from Cleveland, they used to smoke Walker Valley in high school where I went. I'd have been like, yeah, okay, so Bradley Central. Nope. Farragut just showing what that home field advantage means.
Yeah, and late in the first half, a 16-play drive comes up empty for Bradley Central's. Farragut gets a stand late. That huge. And then Farragut hits a 75-yard touchdown pass as it was Wilkerson completing a touchdown pass to Arrington for the second time on the night. Over on FM 99.1 with John Wilkerson and Rob Damastis, it is David Crockett pulling a bit of an upset against Knoxville Central. That one in the second quarter, it's David Crockett 14-0 over Central in that matchup. Let's run you through some more scores throughout the greater Knoxville area. In 3A action, at the half, it is Austin East all over Johnson County, 28-0. In 5A action, Tennessee High leads Gibbs 10-7. Of course, Tennessee High will square off with the winner of the David Crockett Central. The winner of Tennessee High and Gibbs will meet the winner of Central and David Crockett. Our game on 99.1 FM, the Sports Animal. Continuing through some 5A scores, Daniel Boone leads Knoxville Halls 14-3 in the second quarter. It is South Doyle all over Cherokee, 13-3 in the second quarter. Powell all over Lenoir City, 39-0. That one's still in the second quarter. Ray County leads Fulton, 21-7 in the second quarter. Knoxville West all over Walker Valley, 29-0 in the second quarter. In 6A action, Bearden leading McMinn Central, 7-6 at the half. In Division II, Double A, it is Grace Christian all over Good Pasture, 14-7, I am sorry. CPA and Knoxville Webb tied at zero in the first quarter. And CAK trails Chattanooga Christian 7-3 in the second quarter. Some surrounding area scores, it is all even at the half. Rockwood and South Green tied at 7. Kingston leads Chucky Doak 14-6 at the half. It is Gatlinburg-Pittman leading Unicoi County 28-7 at the half. Alcoa leads West Green 42-0 in the second quarter. Loudoun leading York Institute 22-7 at the half. It is Sweetwater and Smith County scoreless in the first quarter. Greenville leads Howard 38-0 in the second quarter. 35-0 your halftime score. Anderson County over Granger. I'm sorry. Oak Ridge leading Soddy Daisy 19-10 in the second quarter. At the half, it is Dobbins Bennett leading William Blunt 14-0. And Maryville leading Science Hill 35-0 in the second quarter. Colin, give us some Northeast Tennessee scores real quick.
Yeah, Cloudland currently hosting and leading Harriman 14-7. That one at the half. Oliver Springs leading Jellicoe 7-0 in the first quarter. Coalfield 14-6 over Hancock County in the first quarter. 51-0. Greenback hosting Unaka in the second quarter. Hampton versus Cumberland Gap 30-0 in the second quarter. Oneida at hosting Sullivan North 21-0 at the half. Meigs County over Happy Valley 28-6 in the second quarter. Sequatchie County and Red Bank 0-0 at the half, Sam.
And again, you're tuned into the New Balance of Knoxville post get halftime show. Words, Sam Foreman and Colin Castleberry. Again, for those of you here with us that are paying attention to Bradley Central and Farragut, it's Farragut leading Bradley Central 42-7 at the half. This is the New Balance of Knoxville halftime show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Now, back to the KOC Playoff High School Game of the Week on the Sports Animal.
And welcome back in to the New Balance of Knoxville halftime show here on AM 990, the Sports Animal. New Balance of Knoxville brings you the show each and every single week. Take on the season with cold-ready New Balance footwear and apparel. Head to New Balance Knoxville in the Suburban Shopping Center and get fitted with all new gear from head to toe. Sam Foreman filling in for Eric Kane throughout the playoffs. Colin Castleberry filling in my seat. And we have an update for you on what's going on in FM 99.1 with John Wilkerson and Rob Damastis. Central has cut the lead in half late in the second quarter. It was a touchdown by Fortner of the Bobcats. That one, with 1:03 left, it leads, cuts to David Crockett scoring half, 14-7 now, David Crockett over Knox Central. Colin, why don't you pick us up with where we left off with some out-of-town scores.
Absolutely. We'll head to 4A, where Elizabethton is hosting Eastridge. 23-0 Elizabethton leads that one at the half. East Hamilton hosting Sullivan South. Sullivan South attempting to pull an upset, 21-7 right now in the second quarter. As I flip over here, we head Maplewood at Livingston Academy 0-0 in the first quarter, and Riverdale Mount Juliet also 0-0 in the first quarter. We head to Southeast Tennessee, where you can find Joe Burns at South Pittsburgh. That one 0-0 at the moment as well. Sail Creek at Clay County 0-0. Gordonsville attempting to get an upset of Copper Basin in the second quarter. They lead that one 6-0. Whitwell leads Monterey, who is undefeated. Whitwell currently leads that one 7-0 in the first quarter. Tyner hosting Westmoreland, 35-0 Tyner in the second quarter. Marion County and Trousdale County tied at 0 in the first. Bledsoe County 7-0 over East Robertson in the first quarter. Watertown and Teleco Plains 0-0 in the first quarter. In D2, Single A, Chattanooga Grace goes to the University School of Jackson. What a mouthful. 0-0 in the first quarter in that one. Division II, Double A, Boyd Buchanan hosting Lipscomb Academy in the second quarter. Lipscomb Academy looking to pull an upset there, 20-14. West East Tennessee schools, last but not least, in 3A, Signal Mountain at Upperman just getting underway about 15 minutes ago. So no real update there as of yet. I take that back. Literally just got one. 7-0 Upperman with about 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. And Oakland leads Lebanon 7-0 in the first quarter.
All right. Again, you're listening to the New Balance of Knoxville halftime show here on AM 990, the Sports Animal. Vince Farrar and Don Mahoney will get you back to them in the stadium here in just a few minutes. Again, it is Farragut all over Bradley Central 42-7. At the half, and the winner of this one, Colin Castleberry, will take on the winner, Science Hill and Maryville. And that one has gone to the half with the Rebels leading the Hilltoppers 35-0 at the half. Over on FM 99.1, John Wilkinson and Rob DeMasses on the call between David Crockett and Central. That one has gone to the half with David Crockett leading Central 14-7. Turning you through some more Knoxville area scores really quickly. At the half, the Roadrunners of Austin East lead Johnson County 28-0. It is Tennessee High all over Gibbs 10-7 at the half. Daniel Boone leads Halls 14-3 at the half. In the second quarter, it is South Doyle 20-3 over Cherokee. In the second quarter, it is Powell 39-0 over Lenoir City. At the half, Ray County all over Fulton 35-7. 29-0, your second quarter lead for the West Rebels over Walker Valley. It's 7-6 at the half. Bearden trying to pull an upset on the road at McMinn County. Grace leads Goodpasture 14-7 in the second quarter. It is still scoreless in the first quarter. Last check against Webb and CPA. Chattanooga Christian leads CAK 21-3 at the half. A couple of other interesting scores from around the area. It is Gatlinburg-Pittman all over Unicoi County 28-7 at the half. Alcoa leading West Green 56-6 in the second quarter. Loudoun all over York Institute 28-7 at the half. And Sweetwater and Smith County tied at 7 at the half. Greenville up 45-0 over Howard at the half. And Anderson County leading Granger 35-0 at the half. Dobbins-Bennett only up 14-0 on Williams-Blunt at the half. A bit of a surprise there. Again, this has been the New Balance of Knoxville Halftime Show. Sam Foreman and Colin Castleberry, and of course Logan Ward doing a wonderful job on the board. We've got to take another break. When we come back, we'll send you back to the field to Vince Ferrara and Don Mahoney. Of course, you can tweet us all of your score updates to @Sam_Foreman WNML. That's Forman. And @TheRealTBATaco. We'll see you at the New Balance of Knoxville post-game show. Let's get you back to the field.
Now, back to the KOC Playoff High School Game of the Week on The Sports Animal.
Back here at the half at Farragut High School. Cold night in Knoxville, Tennessee, but doesn't feel as uncomfortable in 40, 42-degree weather when your favorite team is up 42-7 here at the half. With Don Mahoney, I'm Vince Ferrara. That's what we have here in the first round of the 6A state playoffs. Admirals in control. Let's recap the scoring in the first half. Farragut, first offensive possession. They won the opening the coin toss, elected to receive. And then on the fifth play of the drive, it was Gavin Wilkinson connecting with Isaiah Arrington, back from injury for the first time since the Maryville game, which was when we saw the Admirals earlier this year on our KOC Game of the Week. 62-yard hookup. And Farragut was up quickly in 2 minutes, 21 seconds, 7-0 over Bradley Central. But Bradley Central, first time on the football, first play, 63-yard touchdown run by Trey Curry. And the Bears, with a PAT, would tie the game at 7. And that was the end of the excitement for the Bears in the first half as Farragut took control. Next offensive possession for the Admirals. 4-play, 65-yard scoring drive in a minute 10 as Eli Purcell ran it in from 39 yards out. Admirals up 14-7. Then Farragut, 3 plays, 57 yards. A Gabe Hensley 55-yard run down to the 2-yard line of Bradley Central. And then Hensley would punch it in as well for that 21-7 lead for Farragut. Still in the first quarter, Gavin Wilkinson, a 24-yard TD run on a scramble. He had a pass play of 23 yards to Alec Keithley, the talented tight end who had a great first half that set them up on the drive. 5 plays, 60 yards, a minute 55. And Farragut was up 28-7 in the first quarter. Then, second quarter, it was Farragut. Again, a short drive, a pass play to Keithley, got them into the red zone, and then they went to Keithley Wildcat after that, and a 1-yard touchdown run capped off the 4-play 49-yard drive in just 55 seconds in Farragut with a 35-7 lead. And then late in the first half, in the final minute of the first half, it was Isaiah Arrington, a 75-yard touchdown pass from Gavin Wilkinson, 2 plays, 75 yards in just 17 seconds. Arrington, a efficient first half, first two catches and only catches of the first half, went for touchdowns, two touchdowns and 137 yards receiving. couple of turnovers were a big factor. So we cap the take a look at the stats in the first half, and it was 42-7 ball game for the Admirals. First downs, Farragut 10, Bradley Central 7. Rushing yards, Farragut 174, averaging 9.2 yards per carry. Bradley Central, 17 carries, 92 yards, but 63 of those came from Curry on the first play. 81 yards on the next 31 offensive plays for Bradley Central after that 63-yard touchdown run. Passing yards, Bradley Central, 6 of 15 for 52 yards. Farragut, 7 of 11 for 218 yards passing. So total offense, Bradley Central, 144. Farragut, 392. Farragut is averaging 13.1 yards per play in the ball game. Just one punt for the Admirals of 38 yards. Bradley Central, 3 punts for an average of just 24.3. Bradley Central has fumbled 6 times, lost 2 of those fumbles. Farragut, 1 fumble, but that was not lost. They recovered it. Just 2 accepted penalties in the first half. Both teams, 1 penalty, 5 yards. Third downs, Bradley Central, 1 of 7. Farragut, 1 of 3. Fourth downs, Bradley Central, 1 of 2. And Farragut, 0 for 1 on fourth down. Time of possession, not really a factor. Bradley Central, 13:53. Farragut, 10 minutes and 7 seconds. For Bradley Central, Trey Curry, the 4-star receiver that is in the backfield as a running back at times with a bunch of SEC offers. We'll run through his offer list here in the second half. 6 carries, 67 yards, and a touchdown, but 63 of those came on the first rush. Quarterback Javon Burke, running back, 3 rushes, 20 yards. Ricky McCleary, 1 carry, 18 yards. Javon Burke, the quarterback, 6 of 15 passes, 52 yards. Trey Curry, 3 catches, 28 yards. Hall, 1 for 11 for Bradley Central. Clark, 1 for 7. Boyd, 1 for 6. Bradley Central had a 16-play, 59-yard drive that took 6:33 and ended at the 3:35 mark with no points on an incomplete pass in the end zone. For Farragut, Gabe Hensley, 10 carries, 92 yards, and a touchdown in the first half. Eli Purcell, 4 carries, 49 yards and a touchdown. Alec Keithley, 3 carries, 13 yards and a touchdown. Gavin Wilkinson, 2 runs, 20 yards and a touchdown. Arrington, 3 catches, 137 yards and 2 TDs. Keithley, 3 catches, 74 yards. White, 1 catch, 7 yards. And fumble recoveries by Joe Main and Logan Foodie, giving Farragut a +2 in the turnover margin in the first half. Farragut elected to receive after winning the coin toss, and so Farragut will kick off to Bradley Central. That means always the opportunity for a big return with all the speed that the Bears have, but a long way to go in this one, in this uphill climb. It's Curry and Hall, the deep men between the 10 and the 15-yard line. Set the receive to kickoff. Running up on the kickoff is Sharp, and it will bounce and be fielded by Curry at the 15-20. 25 cuts it upfield.
Ball's out.
The ball is out, and it's picked up by Farragut, and they're going to run this in. And it's a fumble recovery for a touchdown for Farragut, just like that.
Wow. It looked like a great job on coverage of putting their hat right on the ball. He was working to make a cut. Coverage got there, put their hats right on it, and sure enough, it's out and the score.
Dylan Curry with the recovery. For Farragut, PAT is up and it is good. Running clock after an offensive possession for Bradley Central. We haven't had that. So that's in the playoffs. So that's why the clock has stopped and will stay stopped. We'll keep it here. 11:46 left to go in the third quarter. It's now Farragut 49, Bradley Central 7. So now a -3 for Bradley Central in the turnover margin, Coach.
Wow. Just again, you know, back to game one earlier this year, it was 4 turnovers that really hurt Bradley Central. And, you know, it's been some high and hot snaps, and the turnovers have been, you know, lost yardage plays, losing the ball. And that's twice now that they've been able to convert for points on them.
Technically, sorry, Coach, technically that's the seventh fumble of the game for Bradley Central. They lost three. Dylan Cozy, a 27-yard fumble return for a touchdown, and that has extended the Farragut lead to 49-7. Unbelievable. This is a real surprise.
Whoa, ball's live.
Ball is off of a Bradley Central player and then scooped up at the 25-yard line, but goodness, Bradley Central having all kinds of issues handling the football tonight. I guess it's technically an eighth fumble, three loss.
You know, right now, Vince, I think, you know, you're Coach Floyd at halftime. And, again, now the score being 49-7, you got to mix it up now. Go up-tempo. You know, they have the ability to play a lot of formations with the package of people that they have. Go up-tempo. Just mix it up and not be in a panic so much, but just create the sense of urgency and moving faster. And it's a cold night. Get those guys moving to start this half. And you mentioned it, and you're exactly right, is get Curry involved as much as possible.
Burke, the quarterback, play action to Curry. Deep shot.
He's got
a man behind the defense. Waste on the football. It's caught at the 35-yard line, middle of the field. 20, 15, 10, cuts inside, and then into the end zone for a touchdown. One play, Cannon Hall. From Javon Burke, and Bradley Central shows their explosiveness, and it is 49-13.
It's about how the game started.
Exactly.
First play. This time through the air, first half on the ground.
Cannon Hall, the leading receiver in catches for Bradley Central. That's his 37th catch on the year, averaging 20 yards per catch, his eighth TD reception on the season. PAT is up, and it is no good. Goodness. 10:36 left to go in the third quarter. Farragut's still in control, leading Bradley Central 49-13. This is the KOC Game of the Week.
Now, back to the KOC Playoff High School Game of the Week on the Sports Animal.
For the second time tonight, Bradley Central scores on the first play of their drive. Problem is that all the drives in between have not resulted.
Surprise onside.
There is the onside. It's snagged by Farragut. And the Admiral sure-handed on the front line and expecting it just like Coach Mahoney did. But great field position for the Admirals. You had to kind of take a chance and try to get a possession, extra possession in there.
Work to build on that momentum of that play and just you know, from Farragut's standpoint, keep doing what you were doing the first half. Obviously, it's working. But, again, just the mixing and matching of what they were doing with the backs, the way Coach Courtney was using them, the formations, and the different things off of it.
So we've had two touchdowns, and this is the first offensive play for Farragut in the second half. Wilkinson high snap, hands off. This is Hensley. Cuts it upfield to 50 on that outside zone run play.
Great patience, Vince.
Yep.
Great patience. Just started out on an east-west course, put his foot in the ground, and got on a great angle working off the blocks up front. Great job by Farragut's O-line.
9:33 and counting left to go in the third quarter. Farragut leading Bradley Central 49-13. The Admirals already in the Bears' territory. At the 46-yard line of Bradley Central, Farragut moving right to left in their navy blue home jerseys. Bradley Central showing blitz. It's a run blitz. It's a run up the middle by Hensley, and he patiently waits for the hole and then is close to the first down marker. I think he's going to be
about 2 yards.
Yeah. Long one, short two. Yeah.
You can tell, Vince, watching Farragut, they're really already early on working the clock.
Hensley now at 100 yards rushing on 12 carries.
Strong runner.
In this ball game, under 9 to go in the third quarter, 49-13 Farragut.
Great decision here with bigger back, Eli Purcell.
Purcell to the right of Wilkinson, the quarterback. He will get the handoff, waits for a running lane, and then lowers a shoulder and powers forward, and he's going to have a Farragut first down.
Yeah. That's a good combination, those two backs, Vince, between Purcell and Hensley, and you know, Hensley showed that speed on that one run early. He almost scored on it. It was, he just kept going and faster as he got out in space. And impressive runner.
And this Farragut team has so many players out.
Yes.
Two running backs, maybe yeah. two of their starters, and Sam Nis with a good game against Maryville. Matt White, both of those guys out. They're going to throw a wide receiver screen far side. Cuts it upfield.
Oh,
breaks the tackle on the 40. 35, take it down near the first down marker. He's got the first down. What a play showing the versatility on offense for Farragut.
Great decision, too. Now they're in a heavy run mode. The senior veteran quarterback, the good smarts. The box is overloaded. Spits the ball out on the RPO, and a great play in space. Got to make that tackle.
First and 10 at the 30-yard line of Bradley Central for Farragut. Single back is Hensley. Over right tackle, runs into the back of his blocker out in front. And that was his right, his right guard.
Yeah, Eli Harville. He and Carter Sherman. Good job by Bradley's defensive front, allowing just a yard on that play. Just a wider zone. Really an inside zone that had to bounce due to the penetration by Bradley Central.
That reception for Farragut was by Zach Kiesling, a 5'7 sophomore. His first catch of the night. Throw by Wilkinson.
Picked off.
It's picked off at the 25-30. 35-40. Wilkinson tries to make a tackle. That's broken. 50-yard line. And that's the first turnover of the night by the Bears defense. And that is 17 on the interception for Bradley Central. And that is Braden Clark, the junior bandit, who stepped in front of the Wilkinson throw for the interception. And Bradley Central, the last to score. Now they will start in Farragut territory at the Admirals 49.
Big play potential from Bradley Central at any given time. Could be throwing a deep ball here. Four receiver set, running back just to the left of Burke.
Man in motion is Curry. Inside handoff, looking for somewhere to run. Got to the 48.
I'll tell you, Vince, you got to credit Farragut's defense as a whole. You know, the coverage on the big play in the end zone on the fourth down, you know, from up front, you know, the yards allowed rushing, and how you've mentioned just how explosive Bradley Central's offense is for 7 points in the first half against this offense. Credit that defense and the plan that they put together.
McCleary on that last run, just a gain of a yard, second and 9 at the 48 of Farragut. Four receiver trips to the top. McCleary is the back, sprint out to the left. Burke throws it down the field, has a man caught. That's good for a first down for Bradley Central.
Nice touch on that throw. Tough sprinting out for right-handed quarterback, sprinting out to his left, threw slightly back behind his body. Throwing it to Ashton Boyd.
Yep.
Ashton Boyd on the reception, just another one of the many threats that they have at the skill receiver position.
Four receiver look, two by two. McCleary, the lone back. Play action to him. Burke has pressure.
He's going to go
deep. Sends his man down the field. Jump ball. Curry is there. Incomplete.
Wow.
Actually, that's Cannon Hall, 5. And Hall, good sportsmanship, helping the defender up.
Did that ball pop out, Vince? I mean, did he even get his hands on it? I couldn't see well enough.
Thought on the way down, or maybe it, when it hit the ground, it might have come up, but looked like he had his hands on it at one point. But it's an incomplete pass, second and 10. Clock is rolling, though, so we're in the running clock stage here in the second half. High snap, pressure, jump ball, throws it down the field. It's going to be almost intercepted. Should have been by Farragut. And they're trying to go to Hall again. Single coverage down there. It's incomplete.
Again, pressure. Farragut bringing some pressure on that with the inside blitz, forcing him to try to leave the pocket, and he had to throw it up.
Bridges
50 ball.
Once again on the coverage. He had the one-on-one coverage on Trey Curry on the jump ball in the end zone late in the first half. 49-13, Farragut leading Bradley Central. 3:33 left to go in the third quarter.
Times it up. Perfect on the blitz. Screen.
And it's incomplete. It's short.
There's a flag. a hit.
And, yeah that's going to be right at roughing, where the quarterback, was. Clock continues to roll here as we're in the dead ball stage. So this is going to be marked off against Farragut. Roughing the passer. It's going to – it would have been fourth and 10.
Yes.
And it is, but instead it's going to be a first down for the Bears.
Tell you what, Farragut did a great job of timing up the pressure, and they were running the tunnel screen. Just got to know when to pull off and not follow through on the hit. Let's see if they go to Curry here.
Three receiver look, two to the near side. Curry is the outside receiver at the numbers. He starts forward. Nice snap again, picked up by Burke. He's going to run, but I think they're going to catch Curry for moving forward. Yep. I think that was Curry. He started forward.
Yep.
Yeah. Tough thing for Bradley Central. This clock continues to run. There's no stoppages of clock.
Yeah. Yep. They got to move. They got to start moving. Get the calls faster. Get rolling.
49-13. Farragut leading Bradley Central. Bears driving after the first down on the penalty. Single back to the left. He sprints out. Burke back to pass, looking into the end zone again.
Oh.
Is that intercepted? Did he hang on to it?
No.
Nope. Incomplete. Boy,
great
Farragut,
play, though, huh?
Farragut's had some opportunities defensively.
Yes. I'll tell you, Eli Purcell's playing a heck of a game defensively for Farragut. Good job again timing up the snap count. Some of the snaps still are off the mark, much like the first half for Bradley Central. Like you mentioned, a lot of time ticking here, Vince.
Bradley Central still getting the call for the sideline.
Yeah, between the penalty before to now incomplete of just working more, just up-tempo completely.
Second and 10 from the 19.
Play action.
Throw inside, crossing pattern, caught at the 20, but... not much happening there. Just a short gain for Bradley Central.
Brings up a third and 10.
Under a minute left to go in this third quarter. Bradley Central, a long way to go. Down 36 to Farragut, 49-13. Four receiver look, two by two. Single back. Football is at the 19-yard line of Farragut. McCleary, the lone back. Play action to him. All-out blitz. Throw into the end zone, and that is incomplete again.
That's going to about do the quarter.
And
the
Bradley,
time of them getting the plays in. And,
Bradley Central does not look like it's going to get off another play. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. It'll bring up a fourth and 10, so they're probably not going to want to rush this anyway.
Yep.
But we've reached the end of the third quarter. We move to the fourth. Farragut 49, Bradley Central 13. This is the KOC Game of the Week.
Now, back to the KOC Playoff High School Game of the Week on the Sports Animal.
Start of the fourth quarter at Farragut High School. Farragut leading Bradley Central 49-13 in the first round of the 6A state playoffs. Eighth play of the drive coming up for Bradley Central. It's a big one. It's fourth and 10. Football's at the 19-yard line of Farragut. Bradley Central has got to get something going. Burke, 0-for-1. And pass incomplete. Yeah. And that's going to do it on the drive.
They were trying to wheel route up the boundary. And, once again, the snap was slightly off the mark for Burke and just threw slightly behind the receiver or behind the running back that was running the wheel route.
So turnover on downs.
Big, big stand for Farragut defensively there. Off the turnover, and now they're going to get back at it with, I imagine, more so of ground and pound.
Yeah, really no reason to throw the football here if you're Farragut.
No.
I know you trust Wilkinson, but.
Sure, and that was the one time.
And off to Hensley, 20-yard line, and he is taken down right there. Maybe a gain of a yard or two on first down.
Good decision by Farragut, too, using the two backs in the backfield. They're probably expecting more pressure from Bradley Central here. But like you mentioned, Vince, you know, Gavin Wilkinson, that was the one throw in that series, and just threw it into some tight coverage. But, again, just keep working the clock here with what the score is, and, again, a heavy, heavy run.
And we are in a running clock here in this fourth quarter. Two back, split back look. Wilkinson, the quarterback, hand off over right tackle, heading upfield. That's 33, first look of the night.
Sam Moses.
Yep. Moses, sophomore, 5'9", 150.
He's going to get, and he's really working a lot of backs here, a lot of backups. Keithley's not in the game right now, and leaning on the guys up front, Vince. I love this if that's the case, and let that clock go to work.
And what an advantage to be able to rest some guys in the first round of the state playoffs.
Having as many guys injured as they do.
Yep. Wilkinson, hand off to Moses. He stops, jump step, runs upfield, and he will get to the 35-yard line and move the chains for the Admirals.
What a great downhill run. Good vision, cutback. Now they're bringing Gavin Wilkinson out.
And that means action for Dawson Moore, number six. Moore, sophomore, 5'11", 160, comes into the ball game. A nice ovation for the starting quarterback, Gavin Wilkinson, the 6'4 senior, comes out of the ball game. See if Moore can run this offense, handle the ball, and he hands it off to Moses, and Moses heads upfield. It takes a hard hit at the 40-yard line. We marked at the 41. And good gain on first down.
Yeah, good tough 6 yards right there. Man, they're really working a lot of guys in and out. Good way to start this first round for Farragut and getting as many guys involved as they are.
Down another two-back look for Dawson Moore. Moore gets a snap, handoff.
Great
look
hole.
Out.
He could go.
50, 40, 35, 20, 15. Trying to get to the corner, cannot. As a big run by Roy Moore, a 5'9 sophomore, busts into the open field and takes it down into the red zone for the Admirals on the move with 8:30 to go and a 36-point lead over Bradley Central.
Vince, it wasn't the counter, but it was close. It was the power. It was in the gap scheme family, and sure enough, great job by the big guys up front.
So impressed with this depleted Farragut team and what they've been able to do tonight. Now, still executing with backups.
Yeah. And you're exactly right. I mean, from Maryville, how early in the season we were here not that long ago, and the guys that are not out there and the results they're getting is a credit to the staff.
High snap by Moore. He's going to keep it on the zone read. He breaks one tackle, spins out of another one, and then cleaned up. At about the 5-yard line, might have gone out of bounds, but it didn't matter because the clock continues to roll in this running clock.
Again, utilizing the personnel coming in from either two backs or bringing in another tight end body, the backup, Joe Main, the junior, 5'11", 200 pounds.
Tucker still starting strong safety, made the tackle, some confusion for Farragut. With personnel on offense, guys starting to run on the field and guys starting to run off and then stopping. Play clock is at 6. Farragut might have to call a timeout here, down to 3-2-1, and they're not going to get the snap off. Well, actually, yeah. They say they do. Clock was at 0, inside handoff. Stopped short of the goal line, but man, that looked like that clock was at 0. Or did they call
sure,
a flag? They sure did.
I thought they may have even called timeout. They just took the delay.
Yeah.
Good decision, running clock, where you're at on the field, the distance they would have to go.
I guess that's better than continuing, than stopping the clock when you have a running clock. So you give up the 5 yards and keep the clock moving. 6:30 and counting, 49-13, Farragut leading Bradley Central. Second in goal from the 10. Inside handoff. Oh. Moses is leveled in the backfield. About the 11.
He just ran a trap scheme, and the linebacker for Bradley Central did a nice job of just reading it and attacking downhill right now.
Bears have their starters still in the game.
Yeah.
They're trying to save their season, but does not look like they're going to be able to make it back. Down 36 with under six to go.
And that clock just continues to go. Obviously, in the running clock situation, and Farragut's being wise with their time. And
single back look is Moses Moore, the quarterback, from the gun. High snap. Going to throw near side. It's caught at the 15. Jukes a man at the 10. Heading upfield. He's going to get in the end zone for a touchdown. That is Kiesling again. His second catch, the 5'7 sophomore with the reception. 11. It goes down in his 11-yard TD catch. He caught it at the 15, made multiple guys miss to get in the end zone, make it 55-13.
Great job making some guys miss in the open field. And, again, the box was overloaded on the RPO. Nice decision by Moore to spit it out there. And what a play.
Snap, hold. PAT is up, and it is good. With 5:34 left to go in the ball game, it's Farragut 56, Bradley Central 13. This is the KOC Game of the Week.
Now, back to the KOC Playoff High School Game of the Week on the Sports Animal.
Javon Burke picks up the kickoff at the 15-yard line, heads to his left, stops, circles back. He's going to be stopped back where he reeled it in to begin with on the bounce of the 15, about the 15-yard line. Maybe the 16, but long way to go for Bradley Central. Clock restarts, stopped on the score, and then after the kickoff, it goes back to a running clock. Farragut in control here, 56-13. Some of the players Farragut has had out tonight: running back Matt White, linebacker Hunter Long, wide receiver Grant Rice, linebacker Carter Nussbaum was a terrific player out for the year. Wide receiver Hunter Shopovich, wide receiver Connor Lyle, outside linebacker Aiden Maxey, running back Sam Niss, wide receiver Alex Taylor. Those are the guys out, and a number of those starters. Unbelievable Farragut's been able to do coming in with a 5-5 record. And here's a play action, back to pass is Javon Burke. He steps up in the pocket, deep shot, just a jump ball, sort of a Hail Mary tipped. And it's almost intercepted. It falls incomplete. Boy, Farragut's got their hands on a lot of balls tonight that have been up for grabs.
It was, and it was really, I think they both, or actually three of them, were going up for it, and they were all fighting for it and couldn't come down. But you're exactly right, Vince. It's been defensively an impressive night collectively for Farragut.
Again, this is a Bradley Central team that averaged 43 points per game, and they're at 13 with under 4 minutes left to go in the ball game. Javon Burke, the dual threat quarterback, has not been able to get on track tonight. Empty backfield, back to pass, throws far side, caught the 30-yard line. That'll move the chains. That is Sailor Clark on the catch. The 6'1 senior with the reception. First and 10 now at the 33-yard line of the Bears. For Bradley Central, moving right to left, but trailing 56-13.
What a great ball and good protection by Bradley Central up front. Put together a drive here. Empty formation from Bradley Central.
Five receivers, three of the near side. Throw caught at the 36-40. Cuts up field, breaks one tackle, spins out of another one, and then a flag down. Might have had a face mask, about the 47-yard line of Bradley Central. So likely more tacked on after the catch and run.
Yeah. Good effort by the receivers working to get more yardage, and that's where the face mask came in.
And the official started to mark off the yards and stopped to get clarification, and now he's sort of wandering, talking to the official, and then he'll move it forward five more yards. So an incidental face mask to the 45 of Farragut. Bradley Central with some pace here. They'll go single back, trips to the top, the open side of the field, single coverage back there, and this is Trey Curry. Breaks one tackle at the 40.
Snap. Actually, was off the mark.
Yeah, it was Javon Burke, the quarterback.
And another, you're right, those snaps have been airing all night.
Just a hot snap for him. He was trying to come through with the mesh of the handoff and just kept it himself to keep the play alive. It's really been a lot of self-inflicted, and as much to Farragut's credit defensively, it was
single back. This is a handoff. McCreary coming near side, 35-30. And then track down Ryan Kiesling, who just had the touchdown reception in on that tackle.
Nice play, Bradley Central running their true counter guard tackle pull, and McCleary doing a good job staying down inside and then just working himself outside from the job up front by Bradley Central.
McCleary was a 1,000-yard rusher last year. Wide receiver screen, far side, caught. This is Curry at the 25, and then that's tough sledding to try to find more running room, and gets to about the 23-yard line. Decent gain, but still under a minute left to go. Bradley Central is trying to get in the end zone one last time here in the 2019 football season.
Boy, you said it, Vince. I mean, with all the injuries out for Farragut to get this result is, man, both sides, offensively and defensively, what a night for them.
In the post game, we'll talk about the brackets and who they could match up with. Play action. This is Burke. Pump fake. Throws it down the field. Incomplete. A little behind his intended receiver, Sailor Clark. Clock continues to run, though. It's 3rd and 6 for Bradley Central. They want to get in the end zone. They're not worried about the down and distance here. Well, they're going to call a timeout, and they will do that. Farragut fans can't believe it.
Yeah.
They want to get out of here. We're in the 30s right now in temperature.
30s? It dropped that fast.
Yes, sir.
Well, I tell you, they're on the move here in Farragut for sure. A lot of the fans are up and moving around, and that dropped in a hurry, didn't it, buddy?
37 degrees in Farragut, Tennessee right now. And it has been even colder for Bradley Central. Farragut, who finished 4-2 and in second place in 6A Region 1, matched up with the 3 seed in 6A Region 2 in Bradley Central, who also went 4-2 in region play, behind only Merrillville and McMinn County. 20 seconds to go. Bradley Central at the 23-yard line of Farragut. Burke, the quarterback. See if he looks for Trey Curry, who was the outside receiver to the near side. 4 receiver, 2x2. Play action. Back to pass. Throwing right side. Incomplete. Threw it behind his intended receiver.
No, he got it.
Oh, he did. Reeled it in?
Yes.
All right,
it's hard to see. Just like that, yeah, that one corner of the end zone was tough to see from up here.
I thought it zoomed by him, but apparently not. That's a touchdown for Bradley Central.
Well-thrown ball. And it just looked like they had a combination route by the two receivers, and it was a miscommunication on the back end for Farragut, and sure enough, they're going for two.
23-yard touchdown reception by Sailor Clark. And they're going to try to make up for the missed PAT last time. And it will go for two. Back to passes. Burke looking right side. Steps up in the pocket. Will head upfield, and he will get into the end zone for the two-point conversion. So Bradley Central gets to 21 to make it a 35-point deficit, but only 14 seconds left in our ball game. We'll take a break. 56-21, Farragut over Bradley Central. This is the KOC Game of the Week.
Now, back to the KOC Playoff High School Game of the Week on the Sports Animal.
Onside kick by Bradley Central, fielded by Farragut, and the final seconds have run off the clock. What an impressive performance by the home team. In Class 6A in the first round of the state playoffs, the Farragut Admirals, after a disappointing 5-5 regular season injury plague, still battling with injuries, rout the sixth highest scoring team in the state of Tennessee in all classifications coming into the ballgame, the Bradley Central Bears at home. The final, Farragut 56, Bradley Central 21. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll name our offensive and defensive players of the game. We'll get you the final stats from our ball game and then set up what could be ahead for Farragut in the 6A state playoffs.
Our postgame is next. The final, Farragut 56, Bradley Central 21. This is the KOC Game of the Week.
Now, back to the KOC Playoff High School Game of the Week on the Sports Animal.
Final in the first round of the 6A State Playoffs here in our KOC Game of the Week, Farragut 56, Bradley Central 21. With Don Mahoney, I am Vince Ferraro. Let's recap all of our scoring. Try to be as quick as possible because we had a lot of scoring tonight. First drive, successful for Farragut. Most of them were tonight on offense. 62-yard touchdown pass from Wilkinson to Arrington, and Farragut led 7-0. Then Trey Curry, the four-star receiver with SEC offers, first play for Bradley Central, 63-yard TD run. Bradley Central tied it up at 7. Then Farragut answered right back. Eli Purcell, 39-yard touchdown run. Farragut up 14-7. Then it was Farragut. Gabe Hensley, 2-yard touchdown run. He had a 55-yard run to set that score up, and Farragut led 21-7. Then Gavin Wilkinson, quarterback for Farragut, on a scramble, ran it in from 24 yards out. Farragut in the first quarter led 28-7. Second quarter, Alec Keithley gets a long catch, brings the Admirals into the red zone, and then it was Alec Keithley from the Wildcat. He runs it in from a yard out, and Farragut extended the lead over Bradley Central to 35-7. Then late in the first half, it was Isaiah Arrington reeling in his second TD pass of the night from Gavin Wilkinson, this one from 75 yards out, and Farragut led 42-7, and that was your score at the half. Then Farragut on the opening kickoff, Bradley Central fumbles, and it's scooped and scored by Dylan Curry. Dylan Cozy, excuse me, a 27-yard fumble return for a touchdown, and Farragut extended the lead just like that, 49-7. Bradley Central would go down and would score on another one-play drive again. It was Cannon Hall, 75-yard TD pass from Chavin Burke. PAT no good. It was 49-13, Farragut over Bradley Central. Bradley Central then, then Farragut would score once again, and that extended it to 56-13 for Farragut as Zach Kiesling with an 11-yard TD catch. That made it 56-13, and then Bradley Central would get the final score as Sailor Clark, a 23-yard TD catch and a two-point conversion run in by Javin Burke, made it 56-21, and that was your final. All right, let's name our offensive and defensive players of the game. We'll start on defense for Farragut, holding this Bradley Central team that averages 43 points per game to just 21. Incredible job overall. But, Don, who's our defensive player of the game?
It'll be linebacker number 8, Eli Purcell, Jr., 6'2", 225. Really just a played with an extremely high motor. Really timed up a lot of the pressures that they brought in their pressure package, really making Burke uncomfortable. And just as a guy that was just, you saw all over the field getting involved in tackles. But you said it, what a job collectively as a defense. But Eli Purcell, the defensive player of the game.
Number 8, the junior, 6'2", 225, got it done on both sides of the football tonight. He is our defensive player of the game, and with 56 points on the board, plenty of choices on offense as well. Mr. Mahoney, who is our offensive player of the game?
You know, at a position of need for them at this point in the year, and you've mentioned how many injuries they have, running back Gabe Hensley, the senior, 6 foot, 180 pounds. Yeah, what a job he did at the running back position. 13 carries for 101 yards early on in the game. That big carry that was about 50-some yards of it, of the 101 on the night, but just really led the charge offensively for Farragut and ran with a purpose, a passion, and, again, a position of need with where they are with some injuries and also playing both ways, just like Purcell. They're really both of them playing as strong as they both did both sides of the ball, but Gabe Hensley had an outstanding game offensively.
So congratulations to Gabe Hensley, our offensive player of the game, as Hensley wears number 21, a 6 foot 180-pound senior linebacker and running back, our offensive player of the game. All right, let's get you some final stats here between these two teams. First downs, Bradley Central 15, Farragut 13. You talk about a stat that's misleading. It's that one, rushing. Bradley Central 21 rushes 116 yards. Farragut 30 for 261 passing yards. Bradley Central passing overall 12 of 28, 199 yards. Farragut 9 of 14, 240 yards receiving on just 9 receptions. That's incredible. One interception by Gavin Wilkinson, the quarterback. Plays 49, Bradley Central 49 for 315. Farragut, 44 plays, 501 total yards on offense. 3 punts for Bradley Central, 1 for Farragut. Penalties, just 6 total on the night between the two teams. Bradley Central with 2, Farragut with 4. Third downs, Bradley Central 2 of 9, Farragut 3 of 6. Fourth downs, Bradley Central 1 of 3, Farragut 0 of 1. Time of possession, another misleading stat. 28:06 for Bradley Central, 19:54 for Farragut. Individual numbers, Curry, the 4-star receiver, 6 rushes, 67 yards and a touchdown. Javon Burke, 3 rushes, 20 yards for Bradley Central. Hall, 4 catches, 100 yards and a touchdown for Bradley Central. For the Bears, Clark, 3 for 47 and a touch receiving. And then Curry, 4 receptions, 32 yards. For Farragut, Gabe Hensley, as Don mentioned, 13 carries, 101 yards and a touchdown. Also, Eli Purcell, 5 rushes, 52 yards in a touchdown. Alec Keithley, 3 rushes, 3 yards, and 13 yards in 1 touchdown. Gavin Wilkinson, 2 rushes, 20 yards and a touchdown. You had Ray Moore, 2 rushes, 57 yards. Sam Moses, 4 for 19. So everybody got in on the rushing action for the Admirals. Moore, Dawson Moore, backup quarterback, 1 for 1, 11 yards and a touchdown on the throw to Kiesling. Receiving, Arrington, 3 for 137 and 2 touchdowns. It's another candidate, along with Wilkinson, for offensive player of the game. Keithley, your guy, tight end, snubbed by the coach, Don Mahoney.
You know, look at the numbers in the run game. I know. But, no, you know what? Go ahead. Keep going.
catches, 74 yards, no touchdowns. And then Keithley, the 2 catches, 22 yards, and a touchdown. I want to remind you that on Sports Talk on Monday, John and Jimmy on the Sports Animal will pick the high school football player of the week as the with the breakout performance, as a breakout Knoxville Escape Games breakout player of the week from all the area action. And that will be posted on social media and announced on Sports Talk. The winner receives a free game for themselves and up to 7 other friends. Go to breakoutgames.com for more information. So, Farragut advances to the second round of the 6A state playoffs. But here's the difficulty. Farragut will meet Maryville and will head to Maryville in the second round of the state playoffs after Maryville handled Science Hill tonight 42-0. So Farragut at Maryville, those two teams met up, and we had it here on the Sports Animal on our KOC Game of the Week back in week 6. And it was a competitive game, Coach, 35-24, Maryville with the victory. In talking to Eddie Courtney this week, he said that, look, that's a game against that team with all the discipline and everything they do, the balance, that you have to have that eye discipline, and you have to stay focused within your keys and play sound football. And they learned that as a lesson that, hey, that's what you have to do against that level of team. What do you recall from that first matchup, and what do you think of them meeting up in the second round?
The second half is where I remember Maryville really Farragut coming out and really making strides. You know, they were down, they fought their way back, and I just saw a team grow that night as the game went on. Despite the outcome of it, there was some really positives leaving the field, and seeing what they were able to do tonight with what they do not have says a lot about this team, and it says a lot about the leadership. Obviously, start with Coach Courtney, but I think there's a group when you talk about Wilkinson and Keithley and Hensley. I think there's some senior leadership and all that involved, that there's something still special to be done by them.
So Bradley Central season comes to an end at 7-4, ends in the first round of the state playoffs. Bradley Central's 2000 their 2020 season will begin right back here at Farragut High School. They will have plenty of motivation, but this series continues to be dominated by Farragut. Farragut has now won 15 of the last 16 meetings between these two schools. I know it's something that Coach Floyd wanted big time now. He's going to have plenty of offseason motivation to try to change things next year.
He's tough, and he's competitive as all get out. And again, going back to what we talked about earlier during the game, he wants this ball game against Farragut for the respect factor, for the point of it makes them better as a football team, and find out exactly where they're at. So he's going to keep scheduling it year in and year out. I wouldn't see that changing, and I love how competitive he is from that standpoint.
All right, so thanks to our crew. Unbelievable job once again as our on-site engineer, Chris Bernard, doing an awesome job. Our chief engineer, Josh McDaniel. Our studio producer, Logan Ward. Our studio host tonight, Sam Foreman, and he'll be joined by Colin Castleberry in the postgame, the New Balance Knoxville postgame scoreboard show. And Mr. Mahoney, awesome job once again. And we'll have a game that we'll announce early next week as our KOC game of the week, as John Wilkerson, Rob Damascus will have Catholic in their first playoff game next week. But we'll be somewhere in the area, plenty of options. So we'll announce that. So listen to the Sports Animal 99.1 AM 990, new website address, 991thesportsanimal.com. And we'll make that announcement. So we'll have some good football regardless of where we're at next week.
Can't wait.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know I'll be bugging you tomorrow and Sunday. I want to know where we're at. We know the time, but I just want to know where we're at and get ready to roll watching film all week. Love it. It's the best time of the year.
I'll give you updates from Lexington, headed there tomorrow morning. All right. Our playoff football is not done. We're going to take a quick break after we wrap things up. And then on the other side, we will join in progress Central hosting David Crockett in the 5A state playoffs. John Wilkerson, Rob Damascus will have that call for you. And then after their game is done, then you'll have the New Balance Knoxville postgame scoreboard show with Sam Foreman and Colin Castleberry. All the finals, matchups for the second round of the state playoffs as well. For our entire crew, I'm Vince Ferrara. Thank you so much for listening to us here tonight. And don't forget the podcast of this game, commercial free, will be available Monday morning and on our social media accounts at 991thesportsanimal.com for you to go back and listen to. But again, the final, Farragut 56, Bradley Central 21. Quick break, and then David Crockett at Central joined in progress here on the Sports Animal. Good night.